British Open, taking a couple strokes back. Lowry, I think that was an 8-under. He was at 10-under.
I got to look up this beefy guy.
Yeah, no, not beefy. Beef.
Well, I'm saying he's a beefy guy.
Oh, okay. quick look at the top 10 here in the British Open. As of the last time my computer refreshed, which could be a little bit ago, Jordan Spieth is at -5. Koepka, Putnam, Rose, Harding. Oh, sorry. Putnam's last guy at 5. Rose, Harding, Smith, Fratelli. For those of you that grew up in a great generation, the Fratellis should have a fun meaning to you. It's the Fratellis. Nothing? Talking to you.
I told you I was looking up beefy.
You ever seen Goonies?
It's been a minute.
It's the Fratellis. They're the ones that are the bad guys.
That's good. Okay.
Thank you. Lee Westwood.
Clearly doing something over here.
Lee Westwood, Tommy Fleetwood at -7. Holmes and Lowry are now at -8. So it should be a fantastic weekend to watch. Get up early if you want to and watch some golf. I don't know our involvement, but there's also a huge golf tournament going on out in Indian Creek. Be careful out there. Listen, when that was over at Champions, that was a boozing day. You got some booze in. You can get dehydrated, so make sure. It might be a one booze, one water day. Yeah. Just take care of that. A couple things here coming out of the Eggville Bank Zone inbox. Sean says, Big Ten support. Sorry, Verz. There are certain teams in the Big Ten I cannot support. My hatred has gone too far. Smiley face, I'm with you. And then Bob says, of course, you as a homer Nebraskan wouldn't want them to change that. You guys think you're on the precipice of winning the West, which you really haven't done anything since you've been in the conference. You guys will be looking at Iowa's back door for your entire eternity in this conference. Hey, that's all right, Bob. I'm good with that. You are correct. You guys have had to run. Great run. But I don't think you want to change either. Because if we are that bad, we'd want to keep us around. You wouldn't want to ship somebody out somewhere. So I'm in with it. Yeah. I got you. And then out of a direct message here on the JTAC Instructions on Twitter feed. Verz, my order is this. In the Big Ten West. Ah, crap. Where'd it go? I had to just say no. Okay. Said, I'm with you on Fitz. I'm not even a Northwestern fan. He gets more out of his guys than anybody else, and plus they have the academic standard that's higher than everybody else. I don't know if that's true, but it is. He said, after that I have Frost, Crist, Fleck, Brom, Ferentz, and Lovey. And that's from Michael. He said, I appreciate you didn't give my Twitter handle out because I don't want Iowa fan all up in my business. After I ranked Ferentz that low. Yeah, it like I said, it's a fascinating discussion. The West is an interesting one to slot. And I think it gets into a stylistic debate. Don't get me wrong, what Brom has done at Purdue is awesome. I need a validation season out of him this year, I think, which maybe I'm not in position to look at that way. But that'll be interesting to me. I think the West, if I'm going to buy stock in the East or the West, probably buying in the West. Harbaugh's going to start. If I'll be honest, if they don't win it this year, that seat's going to get toasty for Harbaugh. And he don't care. He doesn't care. He knows he can go wherever and play, do whatever he wants to do in football. But yeah, you got some known commodities in the East. I will beat this horse into the ground. I have to see what Day does. I have to see the first time they meet an adverse situation. Now, for those that are asking me a bunch of questions, like, oh, Nebraska's this much of a favorite to win X, Y, and Z, we have to cover this yearly. If it was that easy, we'd all be rich. Vegas sets those out there with the goal to get equal money on each side. Because then guess who wins in the end? Vegas. There's no doubt in my mind. Vegas puts numbers out there to be like, yep, let's go take some farming money. Because we know them old boys and old gals out there on the farm are farming. But they like a little gamble. Let's put this Nebraska number where they can get it all. Should Nebraska be a favorite in every game? Except one. I don't think so, personally. But hey, Ride the horse till she bucks you. Mailman Todd says, Verse, tell Bob we have to be looking at Iowa's rear when we are kicking it. So there you go. I'm Iowa, Bob from Iowa getting all fired up.
I'm here for this.
Right. It is that time of year. You know who's eerily quiet? Wisconsin fan.
Oh.
Like, hey, Wisconsin fan, if you're out there, I just want to talk to you. I'm not going to be rude or mean or anything like that. 877-951-1620 or 951-1620. Give me a call and let me know where you're at. Because I know where Iowa's at. Great offensive line, running back, quarterback. They had a year of proven commodity. He's another, you know, some in the biz will say he's got to prove it again. I want to see more out of him. I want to see what he can do. Listen, I know what they got. I'm going to go with Werfs. Epinesa. It's a good start. And whoever is in charge of recruiting Epinesa's brother and got him there to lead that show up, that guy needs a raise because that gifted you a legacy and an experience. And man, that kid is good. But excitement continues to build. Other things I found interesting as I was just picking up bits and pieces. Okay, go to break. Okay. I'll pick that up. We'll get into sport Big Ten Media Days. We're going to break here real quick. We'll return with more Game Time. 1620 The Zone, 1620 The Zone app, or streaming at 1620thezone.com.